Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? We're going deep into the world of cybersecurity in 2024 today.
Oh, yeah. It's a wild one.
It really is. We're going to unpack some seriously fascinating.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes little scary stories about the latest cyber threats and how they're impacting all of us.
I think it's incredible how the threat landscape is just changing so rapidly.
Oh, absolutely.
It feels like every day there's like a new headline about AI being used for good or evil.
It's true.
And sometimes it's really hard to tell which is which.
Exactly. Like, on one hand, you've got AI helping security pros catch bad guys faster than ever.
Right.
But then on the other hand, you hear about these AI-powered phishing attacks, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. It's like, are we in the Matrix now?
I know, right? Right.
Some of these attacks feel straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Let's talk about deepfakes, for instance.
Ooh, yeah.
Remember that story about the finance worker in Hong Kong who got scammed out of $25.6 million?
I did. That was wild. Just thinking you're on a video call with your colleagues.
Yeah.
And then to find out later they were AI generated imposters.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
And it's not just video.
Right.
We saw face swap attacks on biometric logins for bank accounts skyrocket this year.
It's true.
And voice deepfakes are getting in on the game too.
Uh-huh.
Remember that one targeting the CEO of LastPass?
That was so close to working. It was chilling.
Yeah, it was a close one.
The fact that AI is making these attacks easier and more accessible is concerning.
It really is.
I mean, think about it. 40% of business email compromise scams are now being written by AI.
That's a huge number.
I know. And it's just going to get bigger.
It probably will.
So that's BEC scams where they're trying to trick someone into sending money to the wrong account.
Right.
And it's AI doing it.
That's right. And you have to think about all that data that people are uploading to AI chatbots, too.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Things like customer support information, source code research data, all that stuff. If that falls into the wrong hands, it could be really bad.
It could be really bad.
Yeah.
And then on top of all that, you've got these things called LLM jailbreaks.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun.
Where hackers are finding really creative ways to trick AI systems into doing things they weren't supposed to do.
Right.
Like generating harmful content or leaking sensitive information.
And they are getting really good at it.
Oh, they are.
Some of these jailbreaks can trick AI in just a few interactions.
Seriously?
Yeah. And they leak sensitive data in under a minute.
Wow.
It's a real cat and mouse game out there.
Wow.
With the white hats and the black hats constantly trying to outdo each other.
It's like a digital arms race.
It is a digital arms race.
That's a good way to put it.
But it's not just individual hackers we're talking about.
Right.
Even state-sponsored groups are getting in on the action.
That's right.
We've seen groups from countries like North Korea,
Russia,
China, Iran, experimenting with AI for all sorts of malicious activities.
It's scary to think about.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're trying to weaponize AI.
It's a pretty scary thought.
It really is.
So what can we do about it? Are we just sitting ducks waiting for the AI apocalypse?
Good question. I mean, it's a complex issue, right? But the good news is that governments around the world are starting to take notice.
They are.
The EU has approved this groundbreaking AI Act.
Yeah.
And here in the U.S., California is really leading the charge with all these new AI regulations.
It's interesting to see how that all plays out.
Yeah, it really is. It seems like everyone is trying to figure out how to balance this amazing potential of AI with the need to protect people from its potential downsides.
It's tough.
It's a tough challenge.
It really is. But let's not forget that AI is also being used by the good guys, too.
That's true.
Security professionals are using AI to fight back against these very threats.
That's true.
You know, using it for things like detecting and analyzing malware.
Yes.
Streamlining security tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Even finding vulnerabilities in software.
Yeah, I was just reading about that Google AI agent that discovered a vulnerability in Squillet.
That was a cool one.
You know.
It's kind of like fighting fire with fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, this whole AI situation, it really makes me think about that famous quote from Spider-Man.
Which one?
With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because we really do have this incredibly powerful technology in our hands.
You do.
And it's up to all of us to make sure it's used for good.
It really is.
And not for evil.
But enough about AI for now. Let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about another threat that's been keeping us up at night. North Korean hackers.
Oh, yeah, this is a wild one.
Remember the Lazarus Group?
Huh?
These guys are infamous for their cyber heists.
They are.
But this year, they've set their sights on a new target, the nuclear power sector.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What are they trying to do? Cause a meltdown or something?
Well, they haven't gone that far yet, thankfully.
Good.
But they are using this sophisticated attack called Operation Dream Job, where they trick victims with fake job tests that install malware on their computers.
Sneaky.
It's very sneaky.
It's like something out of a spy movie.
It is. And to make matters worse, they've developed this new tool called Cookie Plus.
Okay.
That helps their malware evade detection.
Oh, wow.
So they're constantly upping their game.
It seems like it.
Which is definitely cause for concern.
So it's not just rogue AI we need to worry about.
Right.
But also rogue nations.
Yep. Yeah.
Using increasingly sophisticated tools.
That's right.
This is getting heavy.
Well, let's lighten things up a bit and talk about something a little more relatable. DocuSign phishing scams.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's used DocuSign.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good electronic signature?
I know, I do.
Right.
But hackers are taking advantage of that familiarity.
Yeah.
They're sending out these fake DocuSign documents that look totally legit.
Oh, yeah.
But actually contain malicious links.
Right.
So you click on one of those links and bam.
They got you.
They can steal your corporate credentials.
Yeah.
It's such a classic phishing tactic.
It is.
But with a modern twist.
Exactly.
And what's even more concerning is that these attacks are increasingly targeting mobile devices.
That makes sense.
Right.
Everyone's glued to their phones these days.
Exactly.
So what can people do to protect themselves?
Well, the good news is there are some simple steps you can take.
Okay.
Organizations should implement robust mobile device management policies,
mm-hmm.
make sure all their devices and software are updated regularly,
right.
and enforce multi-factor authentication.
All good things.
Yeah. And of course, employee training is crucial.
Oh, absolutely.
People need to be aware of these sneaky phishing techniques and know how to spot suspicious emails and links, even if they appear to be from a trusted source like DocuSign.
So true.
Yeah.
A healthy dose of skepticism goes a long way.
It really does. But ultimately, it all comes down to building a culture of security awareness.
Yeah.
Where everyone in the organization, from the CEO to the interns, understands the importance of cybersecurity and their role in protecting sensitive information.
You got cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
Not just the IT departments.
That's a great way to end part one of our deep dive.
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot of ground.
We have. From AI-powered attacks and rogue nations to sneaky phishing scams and the importance of security awareness.
That's right.
So grab a coffee, take a deep breath, and we'll be right back with you for part two of this wild cybersecurity ride.
Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. Hope everyone had a chance to refill those coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah. I needed that.
Because we are about to jump right back into the fascinating world of cybersecurity.
You know, I'm still thinking about those North Korean hackers targeting nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
That's seriously unsettling.
It's a little scary for sure. It really highlights, though, how much the threat landscape is evolving.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about stealing money anymore.
Right.
Cyber attacks can have these real-world consequences, potentially disrupting critical infrastructure, even putting lives at risk.
It's a whole new level of cyber warfare.
It is.
And with AI becoming even more powerful, it's like we're stepping into some kind of sci-fi thriller.
It's true. It feels like we're living in a real-life episode of Black Mirror sometimes.
I know.
But instead of getting caught up in all the fear,
right.
Let's focus on what we can learn from all this.
Exactly.
How can we better prepare ourselves and our organizations for these emerging threats?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
It makes me think about this whole debate surrounding AI regulation.
Yeah.
On the one hand, we need guardrails in place, right?
They do.
To prevent the misuse of this incredibly powerful technology.
Right.
But on the other hand,
yeah,
we don't want to stifle innovation.
Of course not.
It's such a tough balancing act.
It really is. It's like walking a tightrope.
Yeah. You got to find that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Where you're fostering responsible AI development, but also protecting yourself from its potential harms.
It's tricky. I think it's kind of like the early days of the internet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody could have predicted how it would completely transform our lives.
Right.
Both for good and bad.
For good and bad.
And now we're kind of playing catch up with all the regulations and the ethical guidelines.
That's a great analogy.
And just like with the internet, it's going to take a collective effort to really navigate this new era of AI.
Totally.
You know, we need collaboration between governments, industry leaders,
researchers,
even everyday users like us.
That's right.
To make sure that AI is being used ethically and responsibly.
It's a big responsibility.
It is.
So where does that leave like the average person?
Yeah.
Just trying to stay safe in this digital world,
right,
it can feel pretty overwhelming sometimes.
I get that. I really do. But honestly, the most important thing is to stay informed.
That makes sense.
You know, keep up with the latest news and developments in cybersecurity.
Stay in the loop.
Yeah, there's tons of great resources out there.
There are.
From industry publications mm-hmm. and podcasts like this one, of course.
Of course.
To online forums and communities.
Yeah.
Find what works for you.
So many good resources.
There are.
Knowledge is power.
It really is. The more you know about the threats out there, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself.
Totally.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
Seek out expert advice.
There you go.
There are so many brilliant minds working in cybersecurity.
It's true.
Dedicated to making the digital world a safer place.
Absolutely.
Ah.
You know, it's also important to remember that cybersecurity isn't just about technology.
No.
It's about people, too.
Yeah.
So much of it boils down to human behavior and decision making.
Absolutely. Think about those phishing scams we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the most sophisticated security software in place.
Right.
One wrong click.
One wrong
click. Can compromise an entire organization. So education and awareness are absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
We need to help people develop those critical thinking skills.
And that healthy dose of skepticism to avoid falling victim to these scams.
It's so true. And it's not just about protecting yourself at work.
Right.
It's about protecting you personal information, your family.
Your loved one.
Your loved ones, too.
Think about all the devices in your home that are connected to the internet.
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot.
It is.
You got your smart TV.
Your refrigerator.
Smart refrigerator.
Your kids' tablets.
The gaming consoles.
All of them. Each one of those devices is a potential entry point for hackers.
Ugh. I don't like thinking about that.
It's not a pleasant thought, but it's reality.
So what can people do?
What can they do to secure their home networks?
Yeah.
Well, for starters, make sure you're using strong, unique passwords for all your accounts and devices.
Okay.
And enable multi-factor authentication whenever possible.
Good advice.
You know, it just adds that extra layer of security.
Yeah.
That makes it much harder for hackers to get into your accounts, even if they steal your password. Makes sense.
Mm.
What about software updates? I know they can be annoying.
Well, they are.
But are they really that important?
They are absolutely essential.
Yeah.
You know, software updates often include security patches that fix known vulnerabilities.
Right.
Think of it like patching a hole in your roof.
Okay.
If you ignore it, eventually it's going to lead to bigger problems.
That's a good analogy.
I try. So yeah, stay on top of those updates.
Okay. I will live. Any other tips for our listeners?
Well, it's always a good idea to be cautious about the information you share online.
Right.
You know, think twice before posting sensitive personal details on social media.
Good point.
And be wary of suspicious emails, links attachments.
Yeah.
You know, if something seems too good to be true.
Too good to be true.
It probably is.
It probably is.
So trust your gut.
It all comes back to that healthy skepticism you were talking about.
It does. It really does. Don't be afraid to question things.
Yeah.
Do a little research before you click on something or share your personal information.
Good advice. You know, it's amazing how much the cybersecurity landscape has changed in just a few short years.
I know, it's crazy.
It feels like we're constantly playing catch up with the bad guys.
It's a constant arms race, for sure.
It is.
But the good news is that the cybersecurity community is incredibly innovative.
That's true.
And resilient.
Yes.
You know, we're constantly developing new tools and techniques.
Right.
To stay ahead of the curve.
Which is good because the bad guys are doing the same thing.
They are. That's why we have to stay vigilant.
Absolutely. And as we've talked about today, knowledge and awareness are our most powerful weapons.
They really are. The more we understand about the threats and how to protect ourselves, the safer we'll all be in this crazy digital world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So on that note, I think it's time to wrap up part two of our cybersecurity deep dive.
Okay, sounds good. We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But there's still so much more to talk about.
There is.
So don't go anywhere, folks.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with part three.
That's
where we'll explore even more fascinating stories and insights.
We will.
From the front lines of cyber defense. Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily for the final part of our cybersecurity deep dive.
It's been a wild ride.
It has been.
Right.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, from the rise of AI-powered attacks to the evolving tactics of nation-state actors.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's really been striking to me?
That makes sense.
It's the sheer speed at which the cybersecurity landscape is changing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're on this roller coaster hurtling towards the future.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what twists and turns are coming next.
I agree. It feels like every day there's a new threat to worry about, a new vulnerability to patch,
mm-hmm.
new technology to learn.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. It can be pretty overwhelming, even for those of us who live and breathe this stuff.
Absolutely. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
We can't let the fear paralyze us.
That's true.
You know, we have to embrace the challenge
mm-hmm.
and adapt to this ever-evolving threat landscape.
So what does that look like in practical terms?
Yeah.
What can our listeners do to stay ahead of the curve?
Well, first and foremost,
yeah,
it's about cultivating a mindset of continuous learning.
Okay.
You know, the cybersecurity field is constantly changing.
It is.
We need to be lifelong learners.
Right.
Always seeking out new knowledge and skills.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We can't just rely on what we learned in school or even a few years ago.
Exactly. The threats are changing too quickly.
Way too quick. Yeah.
And luckily, there are so many great resources available to help us stay up to date.
Yeah.
You know, you've got online courses and certifications, industry conferences, webinars.
So many options.
There are. It's really about investing in your professional development.
Mm-hmm.
And just staying curious.
Staying curious. I like that. And it's not just about technical skills, is it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Cybersecurity is about people just as much as it's about technology.
That's true.
You know, so much of it boils down to human behavior, awareness,
yeah,
decision making.
So things like communication, critical thinking, problem solving.
All of that. All of that is just as important as knowing how to code or configure a firewall.
That's right.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. Cybersecurity is a team sport, right?
It absolutely is. No one person or organization can do this alone.
Nope.
You know, we need to be sharing information, best practices, resources.
Working together.
To strengthen our collective defenses.
That's why I love doing this podcast.
Me too.
It's a chance for us to come together as a community, learn from each other.
Right.
Share our experiences.
It's great. And, you know, it's not just about sharing information.
Yeah.
It's about supporting each other, too.
That's true.
The cybersecurity field can be demanding and stressful at times.
It can.
You know, so we need to be building each other up.
Absolutely.
Celebrating our successes.
That's a good point.
Oh.
It's easy to get caught up in all the negativity.
It is.
And focus on all the things that could go wrong.
Right.
But there are so many amazing people.
They're
working tirelessly.
Yes.
To make the digital world a safer place.
And that's what gives me hope for the future.
Me too.
You know, despite all the challenges we've talked about, I'm constantly inspired by the ingenuity, the dedication, the passion of the cybersecurity community.
I agree.
We may not always have all the answers.
Right.
But we're committed to finding them.
We'll figure it out.
We will. And that's a powerful message to end on.
It is. It really is. It's been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
Exploring the highs and lows of cybersecurity in 2024.
Yeah, we've talked about the threats, the vulnerabilities, the risks, but we've also talked about the resilience,
right?
The innovation, the unwavering commitment of all those folks who are dedicated to protecting our digital world.
And ultimately, that's what it's all about, right?
It is.
It's about protecting our data.
Our privacy.
Our infrastructure.
Our way of life.
Our way of life, making sure that technology serves humanity.
That's it.
Not the other way around.
Well said.
Well, that about wraps up this episode of Cyber Mornings Daily.
Another one in the books.
Huge thank you to our expert guest for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And sharing all these insights.
My pleasure.
And of course, to all our listeners for tuning in.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Until next time, stay safe out there in the digital world.
Stay safe.
And remember, knowledge is power.
Awareness is key.
And cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.